Category B1, news story, presidential election.
Good evening, I'm Tara Duggan. The Labour presidential candidate is this evening requesting his party's members on Dublin City Council facilitate the entry of David Norris into the race. Michael D. Higgins is meeting with councillors around now at Dublin City Hall ahead of a meeting which will now likely see Mr. Norris get on the ballot paper. Earlier, Dana secured her place on the ticket with thanks to Offaly County Council. News Talk's political correspondent Pádraig Gallagher reports.
Dana's dancing and romancing of councillors paid off this afternoon when Offaly became the fourth local authority to back her. She wasn't at the meeting, travelling to the Westmeath Council vote instead, where the Fine Gael Cathaoirleach had to use a casting vote and deny her a nomination from there. Speaking to Midlands 103, Dana's joined the chorus, including from other candidates, of the need to change the nomination process.
Maybe there's not a level playing field between people who are part of a party and people who are non-party. So perhaps for the people's sake, so they have a wider choice, we definitely need to look at the nominating process.
This evening, Dublin City Council looks set to be the one to get David Norris on the ticket. Waterford nominated him earlier, and an intervention by Michael D. Higgins, who is asking Dublin councillors here to facilitate David Norris, looks set to see him win out. Speaking to WLR, Senator Norris was exuding confidence.
Dublin could be historic, or it could be a car with a motorcycle escort tomorrow from Kilkenny. But one way or another, I believe that I will be in the race. I believe I'll be the ninth president of Ireland. Thank you very much.
And he mentioned it there. If he fails this evening, the very last and slim chance he has is Kilkenny County Council at 8:30 tomorrow morning. For News Talk at City Hall in Dublin, I'm Pádraig Gallagher.
Your abuse to Ivan really hasn't been good enough over the last hour, so please get your text 53106 or twitter.com@breakfastnt. Tell me about your journey to work. Did you see all the posters? Of course, everyone else saw them yesterday, but you showed up to work today. But all the presidential posters are up.
Yes, we're delighted to note that Gay Mitchell understands our past and believes in our future. That's very reassuring. We're delighted to note that Michael D is a president who will make us all proud. And Mary Davis goes one step further. Pride at home and respect abroad. Really inane, vacuous slogans. Really inspiring stuff.
And we've yet to see the widespread posters of Martin McGuinness, David Norris or Dana Scott. But she's delighted.
Well, I'm delighted for all of the candidates, especially the independents who have had to go through a very arduous route through the councils, and let us now all take our place before the people.
Yep. Deadline is 12 today, but they don't need that last council, which is Kilkenny, which meets this morning, actually in about 20 minutes. But I'm sure they'll still take the vote if Kilkenny give it to somebody. David Norris got through Dublin City after Michael D. Higgins had spoken to Labour councillors and many people criticising him as they voted for him, saying he needs to talk about clemency letters and all of that. But that wasn't for last night. Senator Norris was also delighted.
If I can make this extraordinary comeback, then this wonderful country can make an equally extraordinary comeback, and I hope to be there at the head of it in order to guide it and help it and empathise and understand the people. And to anybody who has been hurt or troubled by anything that I may have said inadvertently, let me just say this. I apologise for any hurt from the bottom of my heart.
Let's start with the presidential election. We have had the magic roundabout of the nomination process for the last few weeks and months. Now, we have the full list of the Magnificent Seven.
But one way or another, I believe that I will be in the race. I believe I'll be the ninth president of Ireland. Thank you very much.
Maybe there's not a level playing field between people who are part of a party and people who are non-party.
Just because somebody else is doing it never makes it the right thing to do. And I have said from the outset that I want to run this campaign with a new style.
I'm going to be looking at very much running a grassroots campaign, sort of Obama style, through the internet, through local fundraising activities.
When people settle down and look at the field, I hope that Fianna Fáil people and others will look at me, because I want to get a broad base of support. I want to be president for all the people.
You're a generous, decent and good man, and I thank you.
It's about democracy, David, and I hope we have a good campaign, because I think the people will in fact benefit from a campaign on the issues.
And you and I will have a good campaign, and let's hope the others do too.
Thank you.
It'll be really exciting.
I wish you well.
Thank you. I'm delighted we met.
Oh, it's inspiring stuff, isn't it, to hear them all talking? I mean, Damien, we finished there with Michael Dee and David Norris last night. They're the best of friends, was considering that they're going in as rivals.
Was that the Magnificent Seven, or was it the love scene from Romeo and Juliet?
I have to say, the newspapers today show all the smiles and everything, but, you know, this is an election at the end of the day, so perhaps the smiles should be short-lived at least. We'll only see them in public.
Yeah, but it's good publicity for Michael D. Higgins on his campaign, I would have thought. He's showing magnanimity, and there was total confusion yesterday about where Fine Gael stood. We got loads and loads of messages which were very hostile to Fine Gael, so I think there might be method in Michael D's madness.
But overall, I mean, this seven-person format debate doesn't allow the type of depth. And of course, we will be speaking to Martin McGuinness after 9 o'clock. Vincent did a very theatrical thing. He picked up one book and said, this book says that you were a member of the IRA and this is a credible author. Then he picked up another book and another book and another.
It was a library.
It was actually quite theatrical the way he did it. He had it kind of hidden under the desk. And like, it just went on and on and on.
Ivan, isn't there a fundamental difficulty with these presidential debates in that there is really nothing to debate? If you have a debate between party leaders before a general election, you're going to discuss policies, what you're going to do in government. The reality is what you get from a president. You want someone who's going to represent you abroad and is going to be a guardian of the constitution. And it's very hard to have a debate about that.
Yes, really, it's all vacuous. And like the truth of it is, the president is a dignified ambassadorial role.
Michael D. Higgins. Your poster, you've got your hands out.
Yes, like so.
Why do you have your hands out like that?
Because they wanted, I think, they took a number of shots with where I was standing, and that they decided to go for an action one.
You look incredibly youthful. You do now at the age of 70, but I have to say, my opinion, you look quite young in the poster. Was there any subtle enhancing going on?
None whatsoever.
If you do get into the Auris, would there be a temptation to possibly get some work done, maybe a nip and a tuck?
No. I will put it like this to you. Any lines I have, I've earned them. And I'm very happy with what I did in order to get them.
Airbrushing, I doubt it. I wouldn't say so. To be honest, I don't know, but I wouldn't say it. It was a combination of lighting, good lighting. I had a brilliant photographer, and I was looking good on a good day.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Jessie McGee. Dragon's Den star Sean Gallagher is poised to win the presidency after the latest opinion poll in the Sunday Business Post put him in first place ahead of Michael D. Higgins. Mr. Gallagher is now the clear front runner on 39% support, a massive jump of 18 points since the last Red Sea poll a week ago.
It's the biggest jump I have ever seen in a poll. We've been running tracking polls in our paper, as you know, for years, and this is the single biggest jump that I've seen in a poll in that time.
If the boys were president, what would they do?
If I was president, I would let every arcade in Ireland go for free.
I would buy myself lots and lots of stuff like limos, mansions, jacuzzis.
Anything else?
Oh, and a steam room. Sitting forever.
If I was president, I would make a 5-metre fudge cake and backflip into it off my balcony. I'd eat it after I'd jumped in it.
Clothes, toys, phones, TVs, cars. Have, like, everyone over every night.
Turn my house into the size of the Eiffel Tower, and I'd buy myself lots of Xboxes.
If I were president, I would get myself a Rolls Royce and lots of cakes and chocolate.
If I was president, I'd get a bigger swim pool and I won't let anyone in it.
If I was president, I'd become rich, obviously, and make a jacuzzi filled with chocolate.
I would buy myself a limo and make every day seem like a big party.
It's 7 o'clock, a very good morning. I'm Anna Kavanagh. Three new opinion polls out today show that Sean Gallagher is on course to become the 9th President of Ireland. Polls in the Sunday Business Post, the Sunday Times and the Sunday Independent show he still has a commanding lead. He's now between 10 and 14 points ahead of his nearest challenger, Michael D. Higgins.
The Newstalk Google Presidential Debate. A lunchtime special thanks to Bord Gáis Energy. Live from Google HQ Dublin on Newstalk 106 to 108.
Welcome back to the Google headquarters here and to the News Talk presidential debate with Google. This is the only debate that's focused on questions submitted by you via youtube.com/newstalk, and you can also watch the debate live both on that and newstalk.ie. Our next question is a video question all the way from Cambodia, Alice, and she has a video question about job creation.
Hi, my name is Alice Burke. I'm a journalist originally from Cork. I'm now living in Phnom Penh in Cambodia. I've been here since April and I'm working as a full-time journalist here. Employment obviously is a huge issue at home and was the reason that I left because I couldn't secure any kind of solid work while I was there. The candidates have been discussing the prospect of job creation and improving employment levels, but the role of the president in actually effecting change in this area is debatable. Could you outline specifics as to how you feel the president could actually make a positive change for job creation in Ireland? Thank you.
Do you agree that electing a Fianna Fáil builder is a fair charge against Sean Gallagher?
No, can he absolutely denies it. I've never built a house, and you need to stop saying that, because sometimes you, who are a thought leader, need to be conscious of your language.
Well,
will you accept the premise? I want to clarify.
I'm only interested in your guys' views, ladies.
But I want to know, because yesterday
on the Dumphy show, they didn't put a tooth in it. They had an endless discussion about the fact that electing you would be, the image would be sent out, electing a Fianna Fáil builder. So it's not my words.
No, but I just wanted to clarify, because you used them. So
yeah, no, you know, I know, I'm really
are you accepting that I am not a builder? Are you accepting the fact I'm not a builder? I was a subcontractor,
okay,
the same as plumbers and plasterers and electricians in this country. And it's important to clarify, and okay, it's an important message to send out. There is nothing wrong with the 250,000 small businesses who are the backbone of this economy, who create the jobs, okay, for that young lady to stay in Ireland.
What do you think the impact of last night's debate on Sean Gallagher will be? And for you, what was the most damaging aspect for Gallagher?
Well, I suspect the impact is going to be enormous. I mean, 21 years ago, was it, that Brian Lenihan's presidential campaign unwound on an episode of questions and answers when he badly answered that question on the phone calls to the Oris. And now on its successor programme, The Frontline, Sean Gallagher ran into huge, huge problems. A couple of issues, I suppose. One was how he handled the question. He handled it really badly. He seemed to be evasive. He gave one answer before the break, which was he didn't know anything, denied all knowledge of it. And then after the break, when told by Pat Kane that Sinn Féin were going to produce the man, then basically seemed to know all about it, seemed to know who he was, and then said, look, I have no recollection of getting a cheque, as you heard there, but he said, but he may have given me an envelope. So there's the perception of how he gave two different versions and didn't appear to give the full story the first time.
Good morning. Counting is just getting underway in count centres across the country to elect the 9th President of Ireland.
Now, some of the early tallies coming in from count centres around the country, and they're early, so we do have to put that health warning on them. But in Longford, Westmeath, for example, Sean Gallagher and Michael D. Higgins are neck and neck. Similar figures coming in from areas like Wicklow. But in some Cork boxes, Michael D. Higgins is on 45% of the vote, with Sean Gallagher on just half of that. Now, some interesting tallies also coming in from Sean Gallagher's home patch, Blackrock in County Louth, where it appears Michael D. Higgins is beating Sean Gallagher by a ratio of 2-1.
News Talk Presidential Election 2011 Special.
Ivan Yates is going to be departing in the next minute or so. He was obviously at an early start this morning. Ivan, call the various elections for us before you go.
Yeah, my view is that Michael D on the first count will have 30-something percent, that Gallagher will have 20-something percent. You'll see the early elimination of Dana, Mary Davis, Gay Mitchell and Norris, and that will come together to leave 3 standing. Michael D will surge further ahead. Martin McGuinness's elimination will decide it, and I would say that Michael D will win somewhere around 200,000 votes.
It's 9 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Tara Duggan, live from the Central Count Centre at Dublin Castle, where the first count in the presidential election is imminent, and it will confirm Michael D. Higgins will go on to be the ninth President of Ireland.
Michael D. Higgins, you have now entered upon your office as President of Ireland. I formally present the presidential seal to him.
The Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Susan Denham, presenting Michael D. Higgins with his seal of office. Taoiseach Enda Kenny described him as a noble man of quiet virtue who would inspire our national recovery.
As he takes office, he holds not just our hearts, but our hopes and our dreams.
The ceremony included an interfaith prayer service, including, at the request of Michael D. Higgins, a humanist reflection.
This presidency, we believe, will continue to promote inclusiveness, equality, and diversity.
In his inauguration speech, Michael D. Higgins promised transformation from the wounded society to one that celebrates all of our possibilities.
We Irish are a creative, resourceful, talented and warm people with a firm sense of common decency and justice. Let us address the next 7 years with hope and courage as we work together to build a future for our country.
As the national anthem played, he left St. Patrick's Hall as the ninth President of Ireland with his wife Sabina Higgins to begin their new life in their new home for the next 7 years in the Auras. For News Talk at Dublin Castle, I'm Pádraic Gallagher.
Well, the rain threatened to dampen today's proceedings, but the pomp and ceremony of the inauguration won out in the end. Louise Kelly reports now from Dublin Castle.
And rain presented some difficulties for organisers today, with the red carpet for guests blowing away a number of times. But that didn't dampen anyone's spirits, and that was particularly true for the 350 school children who turned out to greet President Higgins. They cheered and shouted for the new president and presented the First Lady Sabine with posies of flowers. Guests will arrive at Dublin Castle again this evening for a state reception. They'll be entertained by Sharon Shannon and her band, an octet from the Young European Strings Nace, and harpist Siobhan Armstrong. And they may even be able to watch the Ireland-Estonia soccer match, if rumours are to be believed. For News Talk at Dublin Castle, I'm Louise Kelly.
News Talk 106 to 108.